7 minutes now after 10 o'clock, and it is time for Kaleidoscope. It is the first Thursday of the month, so it's time for our 4-H update. And Callie Rempel is with us this morning. How are you today?
I am doing well. How are you?
Doing well. All right, so first off, school's out, summer starts, all of a sudden you're
activities,
busy.
Ready to go. Activities ready.
Now, you are the summer program coordinator.
Yes,
right?
That's correct.
Okay, so that means you really are running now.
Yes.
That everybody else is out of school and taking a break, and you're hitting the ground hard.
Yeah, so this month we've got tons of things planned for kids to be doing.
Okay, and there's no excuse. And a lot of these, before we get into the calendar, a lot of them are open to everybody.
Yeah.
Whether you're a 4-H member or not.
Yep, non-4-H members are welcome to call into the extension office still and join our programs.
All right, very good. So, what do we got coming up this month?
So, on the 5th of June, we have our first ambassador meeting, that is tomorrow, at Pineview Assisted Living at 1 p.m. So, youth in grades 6 through 13, so the year after they graduate, are invited to participate in the ambassador's program. We'll be potting flowers with the residents at Pineview Assisted Living Center, and then we'll have a photo scavenger hunt challenge afterwards.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Very. Then on the 8th, we have Buds and Blooms Photo Challenge. It's a deadline. All youth in grades K through 13 are invited to submit one image of flowers or buds along with a statement about why that image is important to them. Their submissions must be sent to 4HPhoto@umn.edu by 11:59 p.m. that day. The 9th, we have our babysitting clinic at the Wyndham High School Fax Room from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Cottonwood County 4-H is sponsoring a child care clinic in collaboration with the Wyndham Area Community Education. This clinic is open to anyone that has completed grades 5 through 10, and it's for those that are interested in caring for children or doing different babysitting in the future.
Now, is that one that you sign up for ahead of time, or you just show up?
That one needs to be signed up for ahead of time. Our goal is to teach those kids to care for children of different ages and developmental stages. The fee is $12. Registration, I think, is closed about now.
Okay.
But it will be held on Tuesday, June 9th from 9 to 3. If you are still wanting to register, you could try calling Wyndham Community Education and seeing if they've got a couple more available slots.
Very good.
The 10th, we have our first Recycle and Upcycle Day Camp at the Extension Office from 9 to 11 in the morning. All youth that have completed grades K through 5 are willing to or are able to participate, and they're invited to come and join us to learn about recycling and upcycling. Our first day is going to be making a t-shirt bag.
Oh, okay.
And then all of those camps for that will be held at the Extension Office, which is at 41385 U.S. Highway 71 in Wyndham, and it is a free series to attend.
Very good.
The 11th through the 12th, we have our two-day horse clinic starting at the Wyndham Arena. It is from 9 to 4, and you have to bring your own horse.
Makes sense, sure.
You'll tack up and warm up at 8:30. Early bird registration was before June 1st of this month, so now you can still register, but it won't be that early bird pricing. Our clinicians are Addie O'Neill for one of the days, I believe, and then Katie Robillard helps a lot, and she's local to the area. You can register through the Cottonwood County Extension Office by calling us at 507-831-4022 or by emailing Teresa Detterman at DETER086@umn.edu. The first day is groundwork, warm-up techniques, body control exercises, horsemanship concepts, and arena etiquette. Day two is more of the games, stations, gaming drills, game practice, and then just a fun game day in general.
That sounds like a lot of information crammed into a short period.
Very much, but the kids have really enjoyed it the last couple of summers I've gone to watch.
Okay.
The 16th, we have our jam and bread workshop, so we'll meet at Schumacher Berry Farm in Heron Lake, and then we'll follow back to the Wyndham Fax Room. We're going to be making jam and fresh bread so that students could bring it to the county fair if they want to. That is open to youth in grades K through 13 again. We'll meet at Schumacher Farm at 8:30 in the morning. The cost is $15. We'll pick strawberries. You'll be able to take a jar of jam home with you.
Wow, okay.
So again, if you want to register for that, you can call the extension office or email me at rempe021@umn.edu. The 16th is our shooting sports for the summer. We've got it at Sun Valley Gun Club at 6 p.m. You can register by noon on the Friday before that practice. The 17th is our second Recycle and Upcycle Day Camp, again at the Extension Office from 9 to 11, and we're going to be exploring new ways to garden with recycled materials and to compost and do all the things like that, kind of more of a exciting way to think about reusing and reducing our waste.
Sure.
On the 19th, our office is closed. On the 22nd through the 26th, we will have regional 4-H camp at Lake Chetek. That's open for grades 3 through 6. They do educational sessions there, including STEM, cooking, music, and art. The 24th, we have our third Recycle and Upcycle Day camp, again from 9 to 11. And this one is taking trash or treasure, taking trash and turning it into treasure.
Ah, okay.
So taking recycled materials and making something out of it. And then the 25th is our first day at the fairgrounds, so we'll be doing our food stand mud shift cleanup. We always like to thank our High Water Lads and Lassies 4-H Club for helping do that, because it's a messy...
It's a big job.
It's a messy job.
Yeah.
Then the couple of days after that, we'll be, again, working at the fairground to clean that up. But that evening, on the 25th, we have our summer evening horse clinic at the Wyndham Arena at 7 p.m. The clinicians are Katie Robillard again, Kristen Hovland, and Rochelle Reintz. That's open to all 4-H youth, grades K through 13. It is $10 per participant. You have to RSVP by noon on Monday, June 22nd, if you'd like to attend.
All right.
The 27th is our first food stand official cleanup day at 8 a.m. Clubs will be assigned to these if they've been notified. The 29th is our pie making day.
Ooh.
And that starts at 8:30 a.m. in the 4-H food stand. But this year we'll be making our homemade pie crusts. You can freeze them, and then we'll bake it fresh at the county fair.
Ah, okay.
We're looking for volunteers that can help make pies. Even if you don't know how to make pie crust, you are welcome to come, because we will teach you how, and you will be able to enjoy great company and conversation. If you're able to help, please reach out to the Extension Office, again at 507-831-4022, or email Crystal at mohrh002@umn.edu. If you come, you might want to bring an apron and a rolling pin. And if you happen to have a pastry cutter or blender, you could bring that as well. But make sure to label your supplies so that you get back what you brought.
Got to make sure you take them home with you.
Yes.
Yes.
On the 30th, we have shooting sports at the Sun Valley Gun Club at 6 p.m. You can register to participate by noon on Friday before the practice. On the 30th is also our fair registration deadline, so that's our hard cutoff to register for all of the things you're going to be bringing in the beginning of August.
Okay.
The 30th, we have University on the Prairie at the Southwest Research and Outreach Center in Lamberton. So the university facility, along with local professionals, will join teachers from the region to guide students with hands-on exploration in 5 different career areas. The program is unique to our state, and it offers students the opportunity to open doors to many career paths in the future, such as soil scientists, pharmacists, chemists, etc. The program is full of hands-on activities, and it will be held at that research center in Lamberton that's part of the U of M program. That is Tuesday, June 30th through Wednesday, July 1st, and that is, we'll have the opportunity for students to stay overnight if they wish to, but you will need to bring an air mattress, sleeping bag, and pillow. And then at the beginning of July, we'll have our University on the Prairie ending on that first day, our summer evening horse clinic at 7 p.m. on the second, The clinic's topic for that one is horsemanship, and it will be led by Travis Holk. It is open to all 4-H youth, grades K through 13, and it's $10 per participant. You do need to RSVP by noon on Monday, June 29th, if you'd like to attend. And then on July 3rd, our office is closed for 4th of July weekend.
So there really is just nothing going on.
Yeah, no plans.
Wow, okay, a lot going on. And again, any of the activities, if you want to learn more about them beforehand, just call the extension office.
Yep, we've got plenty of information for you.
Very good. All right, Kelly, is there anything else we need to add today?
Nope, that should be it for me.
That is so what are the dates for the fair?
The fair is in August. I believe the 8th is the general entry day.
Okay. The deadlines, when you talked about those, though, at the end of June, that's everything's got to be submitted for the fair.
Whatever animals or items you're planning to bring for the fair are due by the 30th of this month.
Okay. Very good. All right. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning and our 4-H update. Kelly, thank you for coming in this morning on KDOM.